From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans. Bleed Blue Show, Big Blue Roundtable. I've got a Washington football matchup once again. This week, down in Washington, D.C. area, Landover, Maryland. We're going to talk about those matchups with the stakeholders on this episode. BleedBlueShow.com is the website. When we say that, we say it for a reason, because that's where you get your schedule for all the upcoming episodes, the events whenever we do have events again in the future, and as well as the podcast. Now, people, you have the option of going to Apple. If you have an Apple phone, you have the option to go to Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all those platforms. Do a look for the Bleed Blue Show, subscribe to it, and you know, you could definitely go through those apps, or you could go through the option of BleedBlueShow.com, hit the podcast, and all the episodes you can stream right there, right from the website. If you're at work, if you are just chilling in the living room, if you're watching TV or whatever, and you want to listen to the Bleed Blue Show, you want to listen to the stakeholders, just go to BleedBlueShow.com, hit the podcast tab, and play any episode on that player, and just browse around and listen to what stakeholders have said on each and every individual episode we've done for the hockey, the basketball, the football, the baseball, so on and so forth. But this week we have the Washington football team. Got some questions for the stakeholders. I hope the stakeholders have questions for the roundtable. We'll get through our matchup and our preview on what it's looking like versus Washington. And, of course, we have our – we're halfway through the regular season. We got week 8. So when we get to our pickups at the tail end of this episode, we'll have an update as far as where we are in the standings. And Lady Blue and myself are the survivors of the eliminator pool. And we'll give our picks during that part of the episode. But let's get right into it, man. Talking Giants versus Washington football team. We heard the post game from this past Monday night. We were just here like literally a couple of days ago, sounding off on our thoughts on losing that game and a lot of rightfully deserving criticism of Daniel Jones. But I think I would like to ask the stakeholders, how can we be a more effective and a better team alongside as far as Daniel Jones improving? I mean, I think that's the captain obvious part of the episode. But let's get to the roll call, and we'll talk this out. We'll get to some points in looking at this matchup. So I would like to see how, you know, my questions as far as the offensive line this week versus a rested coming off a bye Washington football team. Lady Blue, say hello to the people. How you doing?
Hello, people. What's up?
LB.
Glad to be here.
What's up? How you doing? All right. Carl, say hello to the people.
Happy Friday Eve.
Carl, say hello to the people. How you doing, man?
A pleasant good evening to you, Steve. And, you know, a little break from a lot of the crazy election talk. But, you know, if the Giants had stopped the games when they were up by 10 points, they'd be in first place right now.
Unfortunately, the games don't work like go like that. But you're right. You're absolutely correct. And that, we can actually lead off. When the other stakeholders get on, we'll go ahead and let them fire away. Lady Blue, we literally played this team, it seemed like a week ago. Before we go, no, hold on. Let's do this. Sean, say hello to the people. How you doing, sir?
Hello, people. Want me to say something else?
Shout out to Sean. Yeah. How you doing, man? So, before Lady Blue starts, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
Nah, I'm good, hanging in there, you know. Holidays coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know. I'm just, you know, living in the life. You know, baseball is over, you know. Basketball about to start up again, you know. Another real good sport, you know, hockey. You know, I love all the other sports. I don't know about football right now, but, you know.
All right, now we're going to have an interactive dialogue because I don't want to be the traffic director. I just love to see we all ask each other questions. So, LB, we literally just played Washington like a couple of weeks ago, man. So, let me ask you this. I'm going to throw it out. Matter of fact, Lady Blue, we'll go ahead. Just you spit out whatever thoughts. I'll come back with my questions later. But, Lady Blue, what's your thoughts as far as this matchup with the Washington football team. Before you go on, Billy Bob, say hello to the people. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Yes, sir. How you doing, man? Good. All right. Now, we got Billy Bob on the line, Sean, Carl. Now we're going to set up. Lady Blue, go ahead. Thoughts on our team right now and how you're looking at it versus Washington, who actually had a nice win versus Dallas before their bye. They're coming off the bye right now this week versus us at home. Your thoughts, LB?
Actually, at this point in time, I think anybody can beat Dallas, but that's besides the point. Yeah, Washington is not a slouch, but I honestly think that if we can get our shit together and play a full four quarters, we may actually have a chance. Like I said, we all said it regardless of what DJ did. The team showed a lot of improvement. We were running on all cylinders on all levels. The O-line did good. The defense played awesome. Even special teams played good. So if we can get all our ducks in a row and knock on wood, no turnovers, we actually have a chance to actually win, because I really believe that. I mean, the only reason why we beat this team the last time that everybody knows is because Rivera went for two and missed. Or else God knows what would have happened if we went into OT. But, you know, I mean, or they would have won. I don't even remember. I just know we won because they screwed the pooch. But I honestly, the matchups I think are good. I don't know. I think there's a couple of people not playing. I know one is due to COVID, and I don't know what's going on. Everything changes, you know. I don't even know what day it is anymore since I've been working from home for the past 8 months. So, but I honestly believe, I mean, I'm not going to be as pessimistic as I was, because I honestly believe that Tampa was going to destroy us and we held our own. So I was pleasantly surprised. So I'm going to actually, I mean, no matter how much I get pissed off at our team, I love our team and I will always root for them. But I honestly believe we have a chance. I think the matchups may work out. Bradberry is going to, I think he's going to surprise us and do better. I mean, as long as, like I said, Evan Engram even caught catches, if we played as well as we did against Tampa, we have a big chance to win, as long as we can cut down on the turnovers. That's about it. Like I said, it's just, you know, same shit, different day, just a bigger pile with our team, you know. But we'll go from there. Like I said, I believe that we can pull this off. I really do. But it all depends on the turnovers. That to me is the thing. If we have multiple turnovers, no. But if we can honestly cut down, and if this kid can finally learn from his mistakes, we have a chance. I believe we have a chance.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, LB. LB, I have a question for us when we come back around to you, when we get to you on your second go around. Now, Carl, I'll go ahead and freestyle as far as how you think versus Washington this week. Then we go to Sean, we go to Billy, Bob, and then we have questions for each other, so on and so forth.
Well, you know, as we saw in the first game, which was very, very ugly of a game that we saw on really on both sides, you know, this is probably one of the, I think of the schedule right now, it's probably one of the three or four teams that the Giants should be able to match up with from a standpoint where they are not being, what's the best word I can use here? Or the idea of them being overmatched going into the game exists. Like, none of us believe that the Giants are going to be overwhelmed by Washington on Sunday. They didn't do it the first time. I don't really expect that here. So I think it's, you know, and even if you think about even that game, you know, the Giants played well, and even playing well, relatively speaking, it came down to a two-point conversion. So one thing that I think, as we have seen this season and even in past seasons, the progression from game to game, we haven't necessarily seen it. Like, it'd be one thing if it's been like, hey, The Giants have played well in two or three straight games, and they just continued playing well. We've seen different periods of time throughout this season where they play a good team, they play well. They play a team that's not as good as them. All of a sudden, the quality of play just seems to go kind of like the stock market. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. There's never been any level of consistency throughout the season on any side of the ball. So that's the one concern that I would have, is that we take the results of what happened on Monday and extrapolate that out and say, okay, we're going to play like that in the other games, because there hasn't been any of that at any point this season. There just hasn't. So until otherwise shown, I have to assume that there's probably a chance that they don't play as well on Sunday that they played on Monday. Because I could make a good argument that Monday night was probably as best as they can play overall, as best as they can play in terms of the way they did things on offense, the way they did things on defense, the way they did things on special teams, and we saw the results. So that's my concern. If I can ask everybody, just to throw this out there, you know, there's been a lot of discussion this season about how hard the Giants are playing. And I don't know what that means, right? Like last season, I thought they played hard. They lost, I think, 5 games by 7 points or less. But this season, they seem to be getting this like additional praise for playing hard. Why is that? Can someone explain that to me?
I was getting to Sean. Sean, you want to answer that question from Carl as far as what he just asked, is the extra praise fans are probably giving the Giants for playing hard, but no results and wins. What's your thoughts on that, Sean? Then we'll go to Billy Bob after that. And then if you have a question for Billy Bob, too.
Oh, that's an easy question to answer, because a lot of people, since we've been having losing seasons for so long, and any little glimmer of hope, just to put it all in the answer in your question, there's a lot of stupid people with stupid answers as far as, you know, they're playing hard just to give them some type of light. It's just amazing to me. You know, I'm going to do a little history lesson, and before I go on, Lady Bue, you're beautiful, but I'm going to have to correct you, because you said that when Washington beat Dallas, anybody can beat Dallas. Correction, anybody can beat Dallas except for the New York Giants right now, just being honest. Okay, little history lesson. And, I had to look up some things as far as quarterbacks. Yeah, we're going to talk about quarterbacks. Do you know a quarterback we had years ago got more winning drives in 1 year than Daniel Jones have right now? And that guy is Kent Graham. Yeah, let's do a little quarterback history lesson. Because I see things on Facebook and, you know, people say things and they want to compare quarterbacks. Well, this is how Eli was. Well, this is how Peyton Manning was in his second, third year. But people miss a lot of stuff. For example, the Grateful Sims, when he finally got out there and he finally did our thing for our Giants, you saw something. Well, I did. I saw something in him. I saw not just fourth quarter comebacks. I saw game-winning drives. Kerry Collins, who took us to a Super Bowl, I saw game-winning drives. And in his playoffs, he was very good, even though he lost that Super Bowl, but it really wasn't his fault. We ran into one hell of a defense in those Ravens. But when he was on playoff time, it wasn't his fault when we lost. And then last but not least, you know, people were to bring up a future Hall of Famer, Eli Manning. It amazes me. Eli's first 2-3 years, yes, he threw a lot of interceptions, but you know how many comebacks, fourth quarters, when the game was on the line, that single drive that Eli pulled out? I didn't even know this. Fourth quarter drive, over 35. Last second drive, last drive in the game, close to 50. And then let's not even talk about the playoffs. Well, we used to just get the Giants to the playoffs, because then playoff Eli, which was a real thing. In the playoffs, he was a totally different quarterback. No mistakes, no nothing. I hope Daniel Jones gets out of this. Because if, let's just say, one turnover a game. You know, our record could probably be 5-2 if he just turned the ball over just once a game. Just once. Even in the, of course, because we're in a bad division. This is pathetic, people. This is sad. Yes, they're playing hard. But, like my man just asked the question, played hard last season and the season before. But just given, you know, anything, you know, just to give us hope. It's simple.
Let me ask you
no
this.
Turnovers.
Let me ask you this. Okay, cool. Okay, real quick, because I'm almost out of time. Let me ask you this, as far as how you look at it, matchup versus Washington, and also my other question, you have a question for Billy Bob. Any Giant-related matchup versus Washington as well.
I mean, we match up well against them, but it's going to be a tough game like how it was last time. And it was just a failed two-point conversion. There's a strong possibility we'll lose this game. My question for Billy Bob, how do you feel about these Giants playing so hard? Yeah, I know, rhetorical. But, yeah, how do you feel about the playing so hard and not really accomplishing a win? Go ahead.
Ooh, I'm happy that question was asked because – yeah, hello, can you hear me? Y'all hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yep.
Y'all hear me? All right, I'm happy
yes,
that question
sir.
Was asked because, like I said, that Monday night I seen a different team. And what's so funny, I watched the herd, and the herd jumped on. I almost said the same thing we said about, dang, the Giants kind of looked different from that night, and everybody said, why are they playing hard? Like I said, the Giants, I mean, coaches got pulses on their team, on certain parts of their team. Like I can honestly say, now that we got Judge, whatever his name, our head coach, our special teams been on point, been quietly on point, been on par half the whole season. That's because he got his pulse on his special teams. Graham got his pulse on his defense. And I'm not saying it's been perfect because playing defense, it worked hand-in-hand with the offense. The only person that I said that does not have a pulse on his side of the ball is Jason Garrett. Like I said, until he happened to get that. That's why you see it. And it's a good thing because now you're starting to see, okay, we got coachable players and we have some coaches that can coach. It's just certain times, things may fall apart because offense is not holding their end of the bargain. That's hand-in-hand with the defense. But what I'm saying about having post on your offense and knowing your personnel, like I said, that night, I watched the TV closely when you can hear Golden Tate say, give me the damn ball after he picks up a first down. You can tell that person wanted the ball, and he should have been fed that ball throughout the course of the game. And no, I think that's why they're having this little issue, because that issue trickled over to what's this problem that they're having right now and picking up another wide receiver. But you can also feel you can just feel that, because Golden Tate has been stepping up. I can say what y'all want to say. That's our tight end. I don't know how to put it. He's our possession tight end. He makes all the hard catches. You looking like, if you look at all those catches, these are catches like 50-50 balls that tight end should make. That's the crazy part. And just to see the Giants are playing hard, that's because I can honestly say we may have a coach. We may have a defensive coach. The only thing I see where we're slacking is our offensive coordinator, and I know that it may take a little bit more. That's why I say you got to do a better job of getting Daniel Jones in a better position. Like I said, that Monday night game, Daniel Jones should have been a part of the run game. The run game is working good. I don't know how Jason Garrett didn't implement that within that. And one more person I need to know, have you ever seen a person that runs so fast, do a lot of running, but never goes nowhere? Ingram be blowing me. Ingram do a lot of running, a lot of this fast running, just don't go nowhere. But as far as this game, I feel like the Giants, I think it's more of not the matchup of who we playing, but can we see more of this good football? That's all I want to see. It's not can we win no more. It's just can we see that Monday night. It sounds like a moral victory. It sounds like it, but no. Can we get that brand of a football? And let's see if Jason Garrett can get up of his offense and know who's hot that night. And I hate to say it, but he may have like three catches, but Golden Tate was a hot man that night. You could just feel it in him when he like, get me the damn ball. Actually, he's been a hot man this season. Y'all want to say, y'all can say it's Darius Slayton. Yeah, Darius Slayton catch the ball, but we're talking about big plays.
Hold on, before you go, hold on real quick, Billy. I got to ask you, man, before we move on to Bakes. Let me ask you, man, how do you look at versus Washington this week? I know we're all going off on the rant as far as the team, but what about the matchup? Like, what about who do you worry about on the Washington side offensively or defensively? Then your question for Bakes, and then we'll move on.
Defensively, once again, we're talking about the front line, the interior. Can our offensive line hold up against their defense? Because this defensive line they talking about, it seems like they wrecking havoc. So I guess that's our matchup. We're talking about a collective team at the front line. Can we hold up? Can this hold up for us? And the question I have about is, if we stay healthy, if we stay healthy, do you see us making that progress? That's all I'm worried about is health now.
That is a good point. I think somebody said that may have been me on the post game on Monday.
I said that.
You said that too. Yeah, I was thinking that you said it. That's right. I was thinking that you said it. But credit is credit you do. You put it on the audio because I believe we're the healthiest team in the division. But yeah. Ask that question one more time to Bakes, and we'll put them off.
I said if the Giants, if we stay healthy, I think we're the most stablest team out. So my whole thing is, if we stay healthy, do we make progress to having a better season, to finishing off the season in a, I would say, above a 500?
Okay. All right, let's go to Bakes. All right, Bakes, we had a couple of questions on the table. And then also, if you could give us your thoughts on Washington. Carl's question was about the fans giving the Giants perhaps undue praise for playing hard but not resulting in wins, if you have any thoughts on that. And Billy Bob's just, you know, his question just now on the health of the team and your thoughts on the football team versus Washington, the matchup on the field, and any questions you may have for myself and Chris. Go ahead, Bakes. NYG Frontliners on Instagram, man. What's going on, man?
What's good, family? What's good, Steve? So, so let's jump into it. So in terms of the matchup, I think this is a game that the New York Football Giants should win. Where we are definitely deficient in is our offensive line versus their stout defensive line. So that's going to be an issue. I think the way we can battle that is by moving the pocket and some quick passing, kind of the game plan they had on Monday night, and that should be effective. And it's going to come down to Daniel Jones limiting the mistakes. So the Giants will go as far as Daniel Jones go in terms of quality of play. In terms of Carl's question about the fans giving the Giants much heartache, I mean, I can say it's 50-50. I know personally I've been crying for better on-field play. And of the last couple of weeks, and, you know, for the most part, the whole season, the intensity and them giving effort has been there. Joe Judge has them playing. It's still a bad team, still void of some talent and some positions, but the effort is there. I do see the effort. I have a big issue on Monday night and the last couple of weeks, and I've been crying about this weekly on the show, on the pregame and the postgame, of why they are limiting Golden Tate. I don't understand why. You paid all this money to get this man here. He's getting about 2 to 3 targets a game. He looks to be healthy, made a hell of a play, but he's only getting 2 to 3 targets a game. I don't understand that. Maybe he's not a favorite target of Daniel Jones. They don't have chemistry, but it feels like they're icing him out, kind of like what they did Victor Cruz when he came back from injury. That's my personal feeling. I don't know. But I feel like the fans are kind of giving the Giants, it's like 50-50 because, yes, we don't believe in participation trophies and effort trophies because they play good, but when they come down the stretch, they don't get across the finish line. That's the problem. I feel like, personally, we should be at least 5-2. If we closed out the majority of the games, we had definitely a bunch of games that we could have won that we did not close out, and bad teams find a way to close games. In terms of Billy Bob's question, in front of being healthy, going towards the stretch run and closing out the second half of the season, It's tough to say because really the game now is going to be based on how Daniel Jones executes. I think if he limits his mistakes, which is the problem, his decision-making is limiting his mistakes to the turnovers and fumbles and holding the ball too long is the detriment of Daniel Jones. He can make that big wild play and then he turn around the next play and make a dumb play. And I don't understand. You can't really coach decision-making. Maybe he wants to stretch it out too long and make a play like a Brett Favre and throw interceptions. And being a gunslinger, but sometimes you got to make the smart play, eat the ball in terms of sack, throw the ball away and live for another down. So it's kind of a toss-up. The progress I want to see is him not making those same mistakes in games moving forward. I think the defenses have improved. The offensive line play with Lemieux in there when Hernandez was out, even though they weren't running that much, but the cohesion looked a lot better. Looked a lot better last week, and I hope we can build on that. The run game, I really believe that Gallman should start. I like the way he runs between the lines. He runs hard. He hits those holes hard. He's not juking and dancing like Saquon. Don't get me wrong, I love Saquon, but he hits those holes hard. He gets them tough 3 to 5 yard runs and keeps us in short down distances going into second and third down. And we've also been quietly kind of reducing our penalties, but even though late in the game last week, started getting a lot of dumb penalties, probably because the defense on the field a long time, he's making mental mistakes. But the potential is there, but our rise and our fall is really based now on how Daniel Jones goes moving into the latter part of the season.
I have a question for you real quick before you answer, because we got a little bit more time for you left. Let me ask you this, Bakes, because you actually, one of my questions, I have a whole bunch of questions, but we only could get to but so many. You had touched on it as far as Shane Lemieux, how you think he's going to do this week versus this Washington front. I thought he did a very good versus, I thought, a very good Tampa Bay front. How do you think he's going to do in another game at left guard? What's your thoughts on that?
He's going to have his hands full. But this is, I believe this is the opportunity. It's already a losing season. You put the talent out there and see how they're going to perform. So this is going to be another measuring stick to see how he's going to do. I don't know. He has a chance to perform well. You know, he's facing a very stout defensive line where, you know, usually those guys, you can't go one-on-one with all of them. But this is an opportunity now to see how good he can play. This is the opportunity now with the season. At the level of the season, there's nothing to, even though, I know you said we're still kind of in it, but there's still an opportunity for us to put the talent on the field and let them see. I always believe in you put the best talent out on the field and let them play. And if they're not performing, you got to step aside for the next man to be up. So let's see what Shane Lemieux. I think he has a good chance. He might get destroyed, but we're never going to know until he finds. He might do really great. He might rise to the occasion. So I'm hoping that he shows out for another game and really battle for that position moving forward.
Yeah, it's gonna be real tough versus those Alabama guys.
It's gonna be real tough,
Payne,
absolutely.
You have a question for Rayson.
My question for Rayson would be, in terms of the offensive scheme, what would the offensive scheme look like for us to win this game? Like, what do we have to do to win this game from the offensive side of the field?
All right, Ray, you heard a question from Bakes, and also other questions from the stability of a healthy team from Billy Bob, if you want to touch upon that. Carl's question as far as are you one of the Giant fans giving undue praise for participation trophies for effort, but no W's? And then we'll go to Chris and myself and go back around to Lady Blue. Rayson, go ahead, fire away. Questions from Bakes and anything else you'd like to add? Matchup versus Washington.
Let me say this. Danny turnovers, he got to stop that because one proven fact that is out there. He has had in the first 20 games 30 turnovers. That's the most of Ryan Leaf. And that's bad. As far as a concern, what they do, what they need to do in offense is keep doing the quick throws, man, the quick slants, all that stuff, because the way the offensive line played against Tampa Bay, the rookie in there, and they was blocking. It was run blocking. It was pass blocking. It was good. But what needs to be done is Daniel Jones needs to stop with the turnovers. That's what killed us in that game. Let's be honest. That's what killed us in our game. Because if it wasn't for them turnovers, we probably could have won that game. So, you know, he needs to stop that. You know what I'm saying? And as far as offensive line, they getting better. Our defense is overachieving for what I thought it was going to happen this year. So right now, I am so proud of our defense because that Patrick Graham scheme is phenomenal. Like, I never seen a scheme like this before. Like, I love how he disguises the blitzes. Like, I love how he does the thing, man. It is crazy. But it's just Daniel Jones is frustrating me because he just cannot stop turning the ball over. Now, to me, you know, this is his second year. Like, come on, man. He got to cut down on the turnovers, and he hasn't. And that's a problem for me. And I feel that I'm going to tell you guys right now, and I'm predicting this, if they fire Gettleman, they get a new GM, the new GM is going to want a new quarterback because if he doesn't improve for the rest of the year. Hold on, man.
I get that. We get that. We've been down this road with Daniel Jones episode after episode. But what about this week versus Washington? What do you expect him to see? And then if you got a question for Chris and then myself, like what about this week?
My bad, Chris. I didn't know. My bad, Chris. I didn't know. Right, I mean, my bad, Steve. I didn't know. I hope that the Giants' defense keep it up, and I hope our offense, if they do what they did the game against Tampa, we got a chance, man. We got a chance. We really do. We just got to keep it up, and I like the way these guys are playing for Joe Judge. I know we won in six, but they playing their asses off for him, man, and that's what I love about that. I love about this team right now.
So to go back to Carl, I know you got a little bit more time. Real quick. So to answer Carl's question, are you saying even though the Giants are not translating wins, they are playing better than what they were last year under Schumer? Like you're agreeing that you're okay with, I guess you could say, moral victories or the effort?
To be honest with you, yes, I am, because the defense alone is overachieving. Like, I didn't think they were going to be this good. They're overachieving of a Patrick Graham. You know what I'm saying? So they are. It's just that it's not producing wins, and I understand that. But this defense is crazy. Like, I love this defense right now. It's just the offense needs to start clicking. If they don't start clicking, then I don't know what else to say. That's all I got to say.
All right, now, do you have a question for Chris for the round table?
All right, Chris. My question is, what do you see in this offense that can make a spark? That's all I got to say.
First of all, good evening, Professor. Everybody. Good evening, everybody. Sorry for my lateness. Everybody knows the kind of work we had. Okay, so that's the end of that. Here's the answer to that, Cleveland. Here's the definitive answer for that. And it's going to sound cliche, but I'm for real with it. You got to get, just like Billy Bob alluded to, just like Bakes alluded to, you got to get the ball to Golden Tate, man. If that screen he made on Monday was born out of total frustration and just being at the height of disappointment, personal disappointment with him. You got to get your guys the ball. Your receivers that are hungry, that are beating their men down the field, or in Tate's case, down the field and in the slot. You know, you got to get these guys the ball. Now, Having said that, though, that's not an easy thing to do this coming Monday, because the team that only sacked us once, what, 3 weeks ago, 3 games ago, I guess, they've gotten better. Okay, Chase Young, Montez Sweat, they're going to be a force for the next 10 years together. And Allen and Kane in the middle, whew, look, the offensive line did improve a lot, particularly on Monday. I like the addition of Shane LeMieux particularly. But they have to keep it up. They have to keep it up, okay? Getting pressure, and I'm talking about the Washington defense, getting pressure and forcing turnovers are critical for them. They know that. They're watching. They know what they're going to plan on attacking Andrew Thomas, get him out of rhythm, and get Jones to dinking and dunking again. And if that happens, Jones is going to have a hard time taking advantage of our receiving core. Now, if you notice, he got rid of the ball quickly on Monday. Brilliant strategy. It wasn't really that effective, you know, in a lot of the drives, because something always happened, and I'm not going to allude to his turnovers or nothing like that. I'm trying to stay positive here. But if he could do that quick trigger thing again while looking downfield this time, you know, with the Darius sort of healthy Darius Slayton, a very hungry Sterling Shepard, and I don't know if Golden Tate's playing tonight. I hope he is, but he's got to look down the field quicker than he did on Monday, you know, because if you don't have time to locate them, they won't make very many plays. And if somebody like Kendall Fuller can eliminate one of them, probably, like, I don't know, maybe Shepard in the slot, that's gonna go real well for Washington. The other thing about that, the other key to this game coming up is I don't want to be defeatist about this, man, but the running game shouldn't be that much of a threat from us for them. Okay, they're watching that shit. You know, we don't move the ball well on the ground, man, after Barkley and now Freeman are gone. You know, Gorman's our only choice. But I think Washington actually has the personnel to slow his ass down, particularly Payne. Okay? So there's the key to the game right there, how we perform offensively against their defense. You know, As with any other team, we always look to our quarterback when we look for our faults. I get that. And it's easy to do it, and you don't want to do that and become redundant all the time. But like Bakes alluded to, man, yeah, we should be 5-2 right now. And the reason I know that is because I'm the first person to bitch every year about the Giants' schedule. Oh, man, this schedule's tough. Why we got to open up against this clown? How we gonna... And this, if you notice so far, even though we're 1-7, we really haven't had that hard a schedule, yo. You know, I can see the Steelers' loss, and I could also kind of see where we screwed up against the Rams. But other than that, man, these were winnable games, man. I'm not even counting San Francisco. That was a winnable game, too. I don't know what happened. Mental loss. But that's the main issue for matchups coming up. That's what I see. We got to be better. We got to perform against their defense. Offensively, I think, I don't know, man. On their side, what do they got? All these runners, man. They got Gibson, they got McKissick, they got Peyton Barber. I don't know.
Oh yeah, what's your thoughts on that?
I can't remember.
He had a great game versus Dallas last game. Gibson, he ran for 140 yards.
They got to run better. Yeah, well, they didn't do shit with us last time. Against us last time.
I'm talking about Dallas. The game after that. The game before their bye.
The Dallas game with us. Or
no, but then Washington and Dallas, the game they beat Dallas.
I didn't really see that game, Steve. I'm not gonna do that because I didn't really watch that game, so I wouldn't. I'm just knowing. I know what they did against us, and what happened. Look, Gibson. I remember the clips of him pre-bye week and with him, and how explosive he was. I don't think he's going to be explosive against us that way, because I think Ram is going to prepare us perfectly for any kind of quote unquote explosiveness from them. But sorry about that. But that's how I see it. I think that's the game plan, man. We got to be better against that. We got to look out for the offense, and he's got to get his Jones got to get the ball out of his hands quicker. That's all I want to say about that. Bleed blue on.
You got a question? Yeah, you have a question for me and the rest of the round table before we go back around? Because
yeah,
I'm using my
time
to ask questions.
All right,
cool.
Okay, I got a question for you. How do you see their offense versus our defense? What's all that good stuff? I want to know what, yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
All right, normally I would not answer a question with a question, but I'm going to definitely do that right back at you. So why nobody brought up Terry McLaurin, wide receiver for the Redskins? He's the guy that killed us with crossing routes last game. I'm asking you directly. Give me like 30 seconds on your response, and I'm going to throw that question at Carl, Billy Bob, Bakes. How are we defending this guy, man? He's had a good game versus Dallas, their last game right before their bye. What are we going to do to adjust? Racing just raved about Patrick Graham. How are we going to adjust to this guy? Like, nobody talks about him. He's catching balls all over the place.
This is the best matchup of the day. Mm-hmm. Bradbury is going to shadow him all game long. And they gave McLaurin, he was unanimously selected as their team captain this week. So his chest is pumped out real quick. Okay? I don't really see him making an impact this week. I really don't. I'm not really sure Racing was talking about how Patrick Graham likes to hide schemes and this and that. That may be the answer. I really don't know, bro. But I do know that was glaring last time. I just know that this time. Let me see. I don't remember. He killed us last time. He had about 8 catches on him last year, last game. That was crazy, you know. But I don't think he's just going to be one-on-one all game, man. I don't know what's going to go. I don't know. Right. I really don't know. Good question.
All right. Let me answer all the stakeholder questions real quick because I want to use my time to ask other stakeholders questions I got for everybody else. So to answer Carl's question, I think the team is definitely playing better this year than it was last year because last year – we were losing. We got killed by Minnesota. I remember the game we were at, versus Arizona. Got killed in that game. Lost a terrible ending game versus Detroit. We had to come back in that game. Got smoked by Dallas and then the Jets. Now, this season, we definitely, like Chris said, we the effort has been there outside of the San Francisco game. We just haven't closed games out. And Billy Bob, I really believe, and I sound delusional, and I sound like this big blue homer, but, yo, I really believe that if we could just figure out to get one going, a team that we like squeaked out versus in the first game, like Lady Blue said, because of Ron Rivera, we might see another situation. Ron Rivera might blow it again. We could get one going, then we got Philly next week, but that's looking ahead. I'm going to get too far. So one game at a time, man, one possession, one quarter at a time with the Redskins. And then as far as Gallman, I'm actually a little bit indifferent. Gallman, I kind of want to see him get a split. I think that split with him and Alfred Morris. And now that was another thing. I'm going to throw this question at Carl. Carl, what about Alfred Morris as far as, we saw Devontae Freeman get going in his second game with the Giants. You think you may see a little bit some sort of assistance with Alfred Morris, Gallman and Lewis catching the ball out of the backfield. What about this trio? Give me about a quick 20, 30 seconds on that, and I have another question for another stakeholder. What's your thoughts on Alfred Morris and Gallman combination?
Morris runs like he has cement in his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That man is old. That man looked old as dirt on Monday. Now, maybe they can give him 4 or 5 carries, but that's about enough. I did not want to see any more of that from what I initially saw. Get somebody else. Get anybody out there that's a little bit younger, that's got a little bit more fresh legs, and put them out there. I didn't think Alfred Morris really brought much to the team at all. You may as well just give Gallman the ball and just ride it out and see what happens. Give him the ball 20 times, whether it's catching, receiving, 13-7 or 15-5, however you want to divvy up the number between catches and runs. That'd be much better off than giving Morris the ball.
Let me throw this question at Billy Bob real quick. Billy Bob, let me ask you this, because what about our defensive line? How about attacking the offensive line? In particular, Leonard Williams. Have we seen these coverage pressures of him? I thought he's played a little bit better than he has last year. I know he's been franchised. Leonard Williams versus Washington this week. What's your thoughts, Billy Bob? Give me 30 seconds on your thoughts on that.
Oh, Leonard Williams, Washington may be
Say that again. You're going in and out. I think we lost Billy Bob. It's going in and out. He's there, though. All right, we'll come back to Billy Bob. That's fine. All right, Billy Bob, you're going in and out. I don't know if we can hear you. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Last question. Let's see. I got we'll come back to – let's go to Sean. I haven't heard from Sean in a minute. Sean, I mean, we talked about these rivalry games and then Ron Rivera. What about Joe Judge as a coach this week? He's got his only win versus Ron Rivera. Like, what about decision-making in-game? Is he going to be to the test? You foresee that this week versus Ron Rivera? And he got away with one. What's your thoughts?
I feel like he did get away with one, but I have to give Joe Judge credit, just like all the other stakeholders have some of them. The team and yourself, the team is playing a whole lot better than what they did last season, definitely. And, excuse me, I do feel like if we do win, that hopefully this time is not going to be because Ron Rivera messed up. Biden can dominate. If we do have a dominating win, this could be a springboard to bigger and better things. I believe that y'all were talking about running backs. I really think the best running back that we have is our quarterback. I believe he still has the most yards on the team. I think we have to implement him more into the game plan because he is a good runner. So,
you know what? Can I let me throw something at you, because I thought they tried that Monday night, but I think Tampa Bay was waiting for it. They tried to sneak Daniel Jones to the edge, and they were ready for that. And I think Washington is going to be definitely coming off a bye week ready for that. So how do you execute against something they're kind of expecting, because they saw what we did against Philly. They got the game today. What's your thoughts as far as executing run plays with the quarterback?
Well, it's one of those, if we can get our regular running backs going, it really doesn't matter. It's one of those, once we call the play, in the right moment, it's going to work. We just have to get our running backs to run better, open up some more holes. And if that happens, and then, of course, the passing game, he's going to have his opportunities with ball fakes and other stuff. And like I said, this is one of those games I'm confident that we can win. I'm confident that we can dominate. And, just like what y'all was saying before, in all the games that we played, except for that, the one game where everybody for sure thought we definitely should win, that 49er game, who knows what was going on in that game, but we have been in every game against real top teams. And as the Rams, the Steelers, which are undefeated, we had a chance to beat them. So, we are trending in the right direction. And, like I said, as far as this game with Washington, I feel like this is a real big game for us, especially if we dominate. And then who knows what can happen with this weird season.
All right, cool. Shout out to Sean, man. Thank you very much. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get to the picks now. We'll come back, double down for final thoughts, any additional thoughts versus Washington football team. We got four games on the schedule. As a matter of fact, since we're halfway through the NFL schedule, we're at week eight. We're going to right now the point total for the confidence picks. We're going to tally them up, and we'll do it again in 4 weeks after week 12. All right, so I'm in the lead with 53. Carl is in the second place with 46. Lady Blue is at 38. Chris is at 38. Definition of Lit is at 36. Billy Bob, I gotta go back and find that. Manny Dogs is 34. DB Nation, he's running the gauntlet with the Giants, is at 20. we got Racing's at 16. So we have Sean is at 31. So that's if you want your confident point total read again, just let me know. But this week's games, we got, some decent games this week. Yeah, these are some good games, actually. We got it on the schedule because of the point spread. We got Seahawks at Bills, Ravens at Colts, Saints at Bucks, Giants at the Washington football team. You already know the drill. Give us your confidence points level on each game. And if you need to read the game again, we'll get to the picks now and get to the final thoughts after that. Lady Blue, are you ready to rock and roll?
All
right, let's go
Seahawks, Seahawks 4, Ravens 3, Saints 2, Giants at 1, and I'm actually going to go with the Raiders for my survivor pick.
That is a correct. I forgot about that part. Me and you are the last survivors. You're going with the Raiders. Okay. Shout out to Lady Blue. Let's go to Carl, man. Carl, who you got for these four games, man?
All right, give me Tampa Bay 4.
Okay.
Give me the Ravens 3. I'm going to pick the Giants at 2. And give me Seattle at 1.
Oh, shit. All right, that's what's up. Shout out to Carl, man. Let's go to Sean. Sean, give us your thoughts on these four games. If you need me to read them back to you, let me know.
Nah, this is easy. My picks are the same as Lady Blue.
Say no more, man. Say no more. All right, shout out to Sean, man. Let's go to Billy Bob, man. Billy Bob, your thoughts on these four games.
Seattle with a 4, Tampa Bay with a 3. Giants with a 2, and who's the last one I'm missing?
I apologize. Read that one more time. I was catching up on writing them down. Say that again.
Start
from the top.
I said Seattle 4.
Gotcha.
Tampa Bay 3, Giants 2, and I'm missing one more.
Okay.
Ravens
at
Colts.
Ravens at Colts. Oh, give me Ravens. Little one.
All right, shout out to Billy Bob. Let's go to the NYG frontliner himself, Bates. The four games, confidence points.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me get Seattle at 3, Ravens at 1, Bucks at 4, Giants at 2.
All right, we got Big Blue across the board thus far. NYG Frontliners, thank you very much. Let's see who's next. I got it written down. Racing, who you got on these four games, man?
Yeah, I'm going to go same as Bates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Copying off your paper, Bates.
Yo, my bad, Bates. You my brother,
man.
Sam.
Hey, don't copy off me. It might be wrong.
Chris.
Yeah, let me get Seattle at 4. The Ravens at 3. Saints at 2. And the G-Men at 1.
Wow. This is crazy. All right. I'm the only stakeholder on this platform. Going against the grain, and this is technically not a crow game, but fuck it, put a crow game, man. I'm going with Washington.
Put a crow on.
You put a crow on, man. Fuck
oh
it.
My god.
Yeah. I'm going. All right. Yeah. I'm just.
Wow. Steve, really? Wow.
Damn.
Hey.
All right. Seattle at 4. Three Bucks at 2 for me. Survivor is the Steelers for me this week. So I got the Steelers.
Yes.
Lady Blue has the Raiders. Wrap it up. Lady Blue, now, let me tell you something real quick. Can I say something real quick to you guys real quick before we go for final thoughts?
Yes, you can.
Let me tell you something. We may do it this week if y'all want, because I tried to patch you guys in for the overtime last week, and y'all all hung up so quick, but ended up – y'all this was never out there for the world. Lady Blue and me and Lit were on a fantastic overtime episode last week. Now, if y'all want to do it, we can do a couple minutes. I have no problem with that. But Lady Blue, because remember last week's preview show, me and Lady Blue were going back and forth on Playmaker, making plays and shit like that. We kind of, right, Lady Blue, tell the audience we cleared the air on that overtime episode.
Yeah, well, I kept saying that anybody can be a Playmaker, and you were, and I'm saying, you know, anybody can be a Playmaker. Anybody can make a play. It's any given Sunday, any given play.
We still disagree.
And I believe that we have playmakers on our team.
All right, cool.
Okay, now
final thoughts from you, LB. All right. LB, final thoughts on this game versus Washington and anything else you want to shout out, and then we'll go right down the line.
I just want to see us win, because out of the next after this, out of the next 7 games, 4 of them are all winning records. So we need to get a couple of wins this year. I really want to see a couple of wins. But, yes, we don't give participation trophies. But, yes, I have personally seen them get better and better, to the exception of the turnovers. So if we can control the turnovers, we can start winning games. But we'll always bleed blue. That's why we're on here.
That's right.
LP, I'll let you go, call it, man. Do you want to do an OT, man, or nah? I mean, we say every 4 weeks, but fuck it. You want to do that?
Sure, I don't care. I love doing the OT. All
right, OT then. So if y'all want to stay on for OT for a little bit, we can do that. And I know we got Thursday Night Football. Carl, final thoughts, man.
You know, as we say goodbye here, it's an interesting game coming up. Actually, an interesting 2 weeks here, because this will be the first time that the Giants are going to see a team that's already seen them before. So for the coaching staff and for all the players, you know, Washington, this, as we think about it here, you know, everything that maybe that Washington did see the first time, and same for Philadelphia, and now they're going to see a second time. And I wonder what adjustments from the previous games to these next 2 games bear out. And if some of the stuff that the Giants may have surprised Washington with the first time gets caught up or gets caught onto this time around. Because if we see a difference in play this time around compared to the first time, I don't think that's a good sign. So I want to see improvement from the first time that they played, particularly on defense, and that level of progression to improve to where the first time wasn't a fluke and that they're not in a situation where they just surprise people. I want to see good play on Sunday and get the W.
All right. Shout out to Paul, man. Thank you very much. Sean, going to get Sean, Billy Bob, Bakes, Racing, and then wrap up. We got about, give us like 20 seconds, man, because we're running out of time, Sean. We'll get some additional thoughts on the overtime if you need. Sean, final thoughts.
Basketball season starts on the 22nd of December. Bleed blue. Go ahead, Chris.
Bleed blue.
Go ahead.
All right. Billy Bob.
Hey, listen, I didn't get a chance to answer your question, Steve, because I put myself on hold because I missed around and missed the
Okay. Play.
But that's all right about the number 99 question. But listen,
yeah,
I
want to
understand.
Please answer it if you got time.
No. Before I answer this, I'm to the point where why everybody said Alpha Morris, I want to know. Y'all notice when Alpha Morris started playing, he had a better game than most of all our running backs, right, on his first try. So that's what I think. In somewhat ways, I think he helped Garmin out by opening up these holes. So what I'm trying to say is Alpha Morris is one of the backs, the running backs, as the game goes on, he gets better. And if you look at his carry, it was 8 carries for 28 yards. So I would like to have figured if we had the lead, Alpha Morris would have been more than what we think he is. So before y'all start saying he's slow and he old, actually he probably was our best running back this year on his first try. Think about that.
All right, Billy Bob, stay on. We could tackle that in the OT, man. It's not going to make the podcast, but Billy Bob, thank you very much. Bakes, give us a 20 seconds too as well. I see the clock is running down quick. Bakes, then Racing.
Well, Simply Azul, I think this is a winnable game. We got a stout front four to go against, but offensively, I think we and our defense, I think we match up better, and I think we have an opportunity to win, although they've seen a second time around. But if Danny Dimes, I think we can win this game out, and it shouldn't even be close. It shouldn't be close. Blue, blue.
Blue, blue. Shout out to Bakes. Racing, final thoughts.
Listen, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Lady Blue, D. Bakes, everybody. I love y'all, y'all family. Anyway, listen, if our D-Bell keep playing the way they are, we might have a chance to win. And that's all I got to say, man. Blee Blue.
Blee Blue. Shout-outs to Ray, man. Chris, any final thoughts? I know you got the post-game on Sunday.
Big, that's I am. Big ups to Lady Blue, Carl, Billy Bob. Bakes, Grayson, Sean, and check us out on all the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, everything. www.bblueshow. Check on the iTunes and Google Podcast Republic and the whole nine yards. And Bleed Blue. See y'all Sunday.
And also, if you want to listen to the episodes from your computer, actually, you can also listen from your mobile web browser. Go to bleedblueshow.com. The podcast has every damn episode for the last 2 years is there. So you can do it. It's a nice stream. You can still go to your giant groups and talk gang of shit while listening to the stakeholders like Lady Blue, Carl, Sean, Billy Bob, Bates, Racing, myself and Chris. Chris on the post-game show. Hopefully we'll get a W. It's a crow game for me, guys. If you know it, if the Giants win, put that crow on for me, man. Get the crow going, man. Sometimes you need that crow in your life. You need that protein. Sangre Azul, stay on for the overtime if you want to be here. Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.